new look for you. I mean, you got two big name new blue liners joining, you know, your crew and a new head coach. Here we are, you know, 22 games in. What has the adjustment level been like, Carl? Do you feel like your team is kind of set now?
Yeah, I do. I think we're a pretty solid bunch of guys. I think we have a great team on paper. I think we're underachieved a little bit right now. We've got a lot more to prove, that's for sure. But I think we're on the right path. We all feel confident with the system, with the new guys, coaches, all that kind of stuff. We lost a lot of one-goal games and games that we'd like to have back. So the record doesn't show anything too impressive, but we feel really good about it right now.
And it does feel like that there's just not much wiggle room in the division. Oh, the Islanders have kind of gone away a little bit. Pittsburgh, and you're used to that since you've been in Washington. They've been a very good regular season team. So it's just been it's a little bit like a basketball game, what I see. A lot of little spurts from each team, winning a couple, losing a couple. But right now, that's the Eastern Conference.
Well, exactly. And you have to go on a pretty decent-sized run to ever pull away from the pack. And we never had that at all last year, and that was kind of our undoing. And this year we haven't had anything more than, I think, three games in a row that we've won. So it's right in the middle. We need to be able to string a few more together. I guess that's pretty much it. And once we can do that, we'll get to the top.
Carl Alsner, our guest on Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So Barry Trotz, tell us about him. And you've had, and I know this isn't ideal, you've had a lot of coaches in your time in Washington. How does he compare? How different is it?
Well, you know what? He's a guy with a ton of experience, and we haven't really had that over the last three coaches, I guess, that I've had here. So it's cool because he brings in a lot of new styles, new systems, new ways of doing things away from the ice, a lot of team building and stuff that he's already done. He gives us tons of information before games, practices. We watch a lot of video. He gives us days off when necessary. We had yesterday off. We don't have a morning skate today. Then we play tonight at 5. So that's something that's a little bit unique. But I think he's really good at reading the guys and knowing when they need time to rest. So, yeah, everything has been good. I have absolutely no complaints about it. I think he's turning me into a better defenseman right now, him and Todd Reardon. So it's really been a great experience. We just got to win more games for him now.
It's Carl Alsner joining us. Caps, Leafs tomorrow night. Caps have a home game tonight prior to that. Let me ask you about Mike Green so far. You come to this organization, you get drafted high by this organization, and Mike Green is one of the best offensive defensemen in hockey. Put amazing 3 years together, and he's having a very good year this year. What do you see when you are out there with him? What do you see when you're watching him from the bench in terms of where he is? Because he used to be the kid, a lot like you or John Carlson was. And now he's him and Brooks Orpik are almost the grizzled vets of your group.
Yeah, you know what? He is a guy that has tons of confidence, tons of skill. It almost seemed like he was missing a little bit of that for a couple years, and he seems like he has it back. Him and Nate Schmidt have played unbelievable together. They're handling the puck well. They're getting out of the zone well, and they're putting points up on the board. And that's what you need out of Mike Green. So I think he's kind of got back to that this year. Obviously a little bit of a struggle with an injury right now, but that's a defenseman that can really change the tide of our team, and he has done that at times this year, and I see him continuing doing that. The play, he's unbelievable. You just got to watch the little things that he does in games, toe drags and holding on to the puck a little bit longer and waiting guys out. It's really impressive to watch, and I think sometimes it's underappreciated what he can do for a team.